this is an opportunity to learn more about your soul's purpose within this space, within these four walls, within this feeling of being at home as well. So Spirit, the universe, God, however you want to think of it, wants you to start invoking this idea of how can I use my home as a place for me to learn more about my soul's purpose and my mission in life. In other words, why are you here? Why are we all here? What does this mean? What is the point, right? That's what our soul's purpose is all about, is discovering more about who we are and what we have to offer and our natural gifts and our passions and offering this light out into the world. And so now utilizing your home as a vehicle to learn more about your soul's purpose. So rather than it just being a dumping place for all of your stuff, emotionally, physically, spiritually, psychologically, instead, let's look at how you can actually use your home as a place to learn more about your soul's purpose. So the first thing would be to create a sacred space to connect with your true self, to connect with your higher self, to connect with your soul's purpose. So if you don't already have a sacred space within your home, then this is your invitation to do so. Creating a sacred space is whatever that means to you, but it is a space for you to connect to this divine, infinite intelligence, this universal consciousness, this light, God, source, spirit, your higher self, your angels, your guides, anything and everything. Essentially, it is all the same, but as humans, we like to categorize things to help us understand, which is okay because that's part of the process and that's what is helpful. Now, creating a sacred space is going to allow you to connect with this infinite intelligence, this source, this higher being. And in doing so, you will naturally create an openness, the opposite of resistance, the opposite of anger and restriction, the opposite of dense energy, and instead it is a openness, an acceptance of who you are. So creating a sacred space, you can get materials if you'd like, candle, incense, sage, music, but it's more about not being interrupted. Earlier, just before this podcast, as I'm recording this, I did a trance meditation. And in doing so, my sweet, sweet dog, Zenith, she's a sweet pup. She's about 14 years old. And she started licking her paws and, you know, scratching and getting all into that, and it was such a distraction. And I noticed myself, I became an observer of my emotions and these feelings that I was feeling inside, and I was getting so agitated. And I also noticed that I was really being distracted from the state that I was in, because I was in such a deep trance meditative state. And so it's helpful to be able to eliminate those distractions, because as you move toward your highest version and your highest potential, this is when you are allowing for spirit to come in closer to you, and you're allowing for your vibration to heighten, and thus your soul's purpose will become more obvious to you in your day-to-day life. Not necessarily in that very, very moment, but just in the long term, in the long run. So creating a sacred space where you won't be interrupted is essential. Now, how often do you want to embrace the sacred space? Well, ideally daily. But if this is brand new to you, then take your time, do it once a week, twice a week, once a day, maybe twice a day, whatever feels good to you and resonates with you. But I can assure you that you will begin to see things in a different light when you start to connect more with your higher self. Now, you might be asking, how the heck do I do this? Now that I'm in my sacred space, now what? So you can listen to something soothing. You can just listen to, I personally listen to like Native American flute music, I will listen to certain chants. I will listen to certain binaural beats, something that is going to take you to a higher state of consciousness. You don't have to listen to music. Instead, you can subtly gaze at a candle that's in front of you. You can focus on the breath. You can listen to a guided meditation. You can just peer out the window at the wind and the rain and the trees. Whatever allows you to become more subtle, become more aware of your energy. This energy that is infinite, that moves beyond these four walls of our home. So this is one thing that you can do at home that is going to help you learn more about your soul purpose, because this is just activating the consciousness. It's always there, right? But it is enhancing it. It's expanding it. It is allowing you to align higher with your soul's purpose and your mission and your values and the reason why you're here. And ultimately, the more that you do this, the more that you will notice your connection, and the more that you will feel aligned with what feels at home with you and your innate self, your true self. Another way to learn how to connect with your soul purpose and your mission in life is to recognize that your home represents this higher version of you. Your home represents your higher self. And so you want to make changes as necessary. So looking around you in this space that you're in, this physical space that you're in, and this mental space that you're in, are you satisfied? Now, most likely there's going to be things or aspects that you are unsatisfied or dissatisfied about. And that's perfectly okay. That's actually good, because then you're recognizing what it is that you want to change. Because if the home that you're within, this space that you're within, if it doesn't seem to represent or symbolize or is a mirror, if it's not an accurate mirror of what you see as your higher self, then how can you make changes? What do you need to do? Do you need to get rid of something? Do you need to move something? Do you need to recognize something? Do you need to change your beliefs? Do you need to donate something? Do you need to have a conversation? Do you need to clear out a space? Do you need to make room for something? Make room for your soul purpose. Make room for what it is that you're passionate about. How can you make your home a sacred space where it accurately represents your higher self? And you might be thinking, well, what is my higher self? And so that question in itself is going to help you also recognize your soul purpose. And so what you can do is, I'm visualizing and envisioning you writing down on a piece of paper, who is my higher self? What does my higher self look like? And when I say higher self, this does not mean that this is some entity that is beyond you. It is actually you. It is who you are. And it's almost as though it is vibrating at this minute, tiny perspective of this consciousness. And yet it is so expansive as well. It's like this form of energy that vibrates beyond you, but it is you as well. And so if you were to step into your higher self, if you were to become your higher self, if you were to live as a human being as your higher self, what would that look like? What would that feel like? What would that be? How would your home look? Now, if you don't have a whole home to yourself, maybe you're sharing it with someone else, maybe you're temporarily with someone else, maybe you just have a room, maybe you are on the road often. So find a space that feels at home to you, and then make adjustments as necessary that will help you feel more at home. And this in itself is going to help you recognize more about your soul purpose and mission, because you're going to see what is important and essential to you in your life and in this moment. Another way to learn more about your soul purpose at home is to take courses and take online classes that spark your interest, that align with your passions, that make you feel good, that just kind of catches your attention a little bit. Be open to learning. Be open to finding a mentor if you don't already have one, perhaps even speaking with a therapist or a healer or something to where you can be in the space of your home and you're also learning and expanding more about what it is that you are passionate about. And because your passions are a direct link, they are part of your soul's purpose. They are directly linked. And I almost want to say, like, it's not even a link. It's almost, it is what it is. It's like your passions, again, are a mirror for your soul's purpose. They are directly linked to that. It's almost like it is part of the cup that you reside within. It's part of your home that you reside in. Your passions are what you are here to do. It is the intention for you. And you may be thinking, how the hell can I tap more into my passions and utilize this as a career? Well, you can. And it's a matter of learning more about how to do that. So let's say you have a passion about, well, I don't know, I talked about dogs earlier. So let's say you have a passion about dogs. And this is obviously just one example. This is just a tiny little example. And you're like so passionate about dogs. I mean, you feel it in your heart and you think about them all the time and you feel connected and you really want to, you feel like you can almost start a business with that, okay? You feel like you can start a business just with dogs. Okay, well then what can you do about that? You can be a dog walker. You can be an advocate for dogs. You can start a nonprofit for organizations for dogs. I just saw an marketing advertisement the other day about how this kid made bows for dogs who then became more likely to be adopted. There we go. And so there's so many different aspects of that. So starting to look more into your passions. And that is the beauty of the internet. And that's the beauty of the connection of listening to me right now on a podcast through a virtual reality, more or less, a reality of sound waves and energetic waves and energy just in general. You can create your reality in your very own home. So start tapping into your passions. If you are not sure, then I want you to just think about, what is it that you think about often? What do you love? What do you dream about? What do you envision? What do you daydream about? What is it that you have thought about? You're curious about? So start to think about all these things and then just simply take a course, take an online class. There's so many classes and courses. There's an infinite amount out there and you'll find the right teacher. You'll find the right course. I personally have some myself as well. So if you're interested, you can look more into those and I will actually add a couple links down below for you to access as well to learn more about because I feel like Spirit wants me to share that with you. Okay, so let's look at another way of learning more about your soul's purpose while at home. You have to think about that your home actually contains your life experiences, your life experiences. Now, again, you might be in a temporary home, but if you think about internally, what is it that you have experienced throughout your life? This is to be used toward and on your path of your soul's purpose. Directly on your path. Everything that you have experienced in life, you can look around you. You might find something and think, you know, you might have a bookshelf and think, oh, I bought that book there. And when I traveled there, I found this or that pillow that I bought, or I adopted my dog, or I bought this crystal somewhere, or I was somewhere when I did this, or, you know, this card reminds me of my friend, or when I used this certain dish and this certain teacup, it reminds me, it gives me this feeling of when I was there or when I had this talk or this chat with someone. So everything in your home, in your space, and in your mind all comprise of your life experiences. And so how can you use some of these experiences to align more with your soul's purpose? And again, you might be thinking, well, I don't know what my soul's purpose is. So this is all self-discovery. This is all exploration. This is everything that you use. It's a blending. It's magic. That's what you do. You take all of these little puzzle pieces and you connect them together and you create this reality. And that is the purpose. To express yourself, to be yourself, to hone in on your natural gifts, to welcome in experiences and welcome in lessons and to utilize all of this, to apply all of this knowledge. Now that might feel overwhelming and you might think, I don't know where to even start. Well, start with whatever you feel drawn to start with. Do you feel drawn to organize your space? Do you feel drawn to talk to someone? Do you feel drawn to, again, take a class? Do you feel drawn to move to another home? Do you feel drawn to let go of something, let go of a relationship, let go of a belief, let go of something that's been hindering you? That's where you can start, is wherever you feel drawn. Because when you're in the state of just flow, when you're in the state of trusting, when you're in the state of just being and following your intuition, that flow is the flow of your soul's purpose. That's how you know that you are aligned with your soul's purpose, because you are in the state of bliss. You're in the state of flow. You're not resisting. Now, I'm not saying that everything's going to be all peaceful and beautiful and easygoing, because we are humans and we're having a human experience. And so with that comes challenges and struggles and sometimes depression and sometimes sad days and sometimes feeling overwhelmed and bombarded. But when you experience these things, if you just see yourself, observing yourself, you then have control to create a different reality for yourself. And to also, I learned about radical acceptance. So learning to accept what is happening in the very moment, just accepting, okay, I'm feeling a certain way, I'm feeling a certain emotion, and that's just what it is. And then as soon as you recognize that, you will notice, okay, I feel a little bit better. And so you're not allowing something to totally overtake you, and instead you are controlling that. And so I forget where I was even going with all of that. Getting back to recognizing your soul's purpose and aligning with that. And then finally, one thing that I have absolutely loved myself and that I have used and has specifically transformed my life, which you may be familiar with, it is called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo. Now, she's on Netflix. I actually have not watched any of the Netflix, but I just know she's there. I've actually read her book, and I have two versions of the same book, or two copies, rather, of the same book. But I will tell you that this idea of allowing for you to let go of things that are holding you back and only keeping the things that bring you joy, that bring you happiness, that lift you up, that lighten your load, that make you feel good, that is the key to your soul's purpose as well. So not only are you creating more space within your life to bring forth and to become your reality, the role that you want to become, but you're also recognizing what actually brings you happiness, what actually brings you this sense of fulfillment, what actually creates joy in your life. And you can start to ask yourself as you go through this process, if of course it resonates with you, why does this bring me joy? What about it? Is it the process? Is it the feeling? Is it the material? Is it the theme or the topic? You know, is it the way it smells? Does it bring a nostalgic feeling to me? Is it the feeling of being organized? Is it the subject of the book? You know, you can keep going on and on and on. Rather than just thinking what brings me joy, I want you to, and not only I'm speaking on behalf of spirit and your higher self as well, but start to jot down why this specific item brings you joy. And I don't want you to think much about it. I want you to just say, this brings me joy because, and then just write. And it can just be one sentence. You might find yourself writing a whole paragraph, and you don't have to do it obviously with every single item in your home, because then you probably end up feeling totally berserk and crazy, but just a few items here and there. And if you follow the Marie Kondo process of tidying up, you will feel that you are absolutely aligned with your soul's purpose, because this is a form of magic where you are transforming your reality. You are getting rid of the energy that is holding you back, that is bringing you down. And by doing that, it's not that you're necessarily throwing it away or throwing it in the trash or, you know, throwing it underneath of the rug. Instead, you could donate it. You can offer it out. You can give it away. You could say goodbye to it. You could explain your situation. But you're not only doing that, but you are also inviting your higher self, your true self, and all of your life experiences to work with you in this merry moment to step fully into your soul's purpose. And all of these different ideas, you can do one, you can do all of them, whatever resonates with you, whatever you feel drawn to. Perhaps you just needed to listen to this, and then that in itself has given you some sort of liberation or a feeling of excitement or motivation or inspiration. You are living your soul's purpose right now in this very moment. The fact that you are learning and you are taking in this information, you are aligned with your soul's purpose. Now you can align even more by expanding your energy beyond your mental limitations. Now, obviously, when I say mental limitations, I'm not saying that you're limited mentally. I'm just saying, as a human, we have our mind, our brain, and it can be limiting at times because, oh, that's a whole nother topic, but you know, we're raised a certain way, we have our schooling to go by, or perhaps we've had certain experiences, we have friends, we have, you know, so all these things have given us a certain perspective, but you have to ask yourself, is this really what I still believe? And so that is how you can learn and step more fully into your soul's purpose and mission in life while at home, whether that is in four walls or it is in a mindset that you have within yourself. And so I do hope that this was helpful for you and always for the highest good. Please subscribe if you're not already. Share this. And if you enjoyed this, please review. It means so much to me. Let's get the word out. Let's support one another. And let's be the light that we are intended to be. And so it is.